staying out of the sun for health's sake. Many, many people go through life feeling the pressure to look a certain way in order to feel confident and be accepted by their peers. We want to be attractive, youthful, and confident. And a lot of people find that one of the aesthetics they thrive for is to be tan. Tanning is a natural process that a lot of people in the Western world have succumbed to encouraging. Sitting out in the sun, rubbing oils on the body so that the sun's rays are attracted to our skin to give it that pleasing, darkened glow, is something so common that it's almost bizarre to consider that it could be harmful. Unfortunately, the UV rays from the sun can actually cause damage to the skin and cause wrinkles. It can also, over time, cause skin cancer. The negative effects are enhanced greatly if you end up getting sunburnt frequently. This can dry out your skin and cause untold damage to it that can present itself in the form of wrinkles and other blemishes. When you do get sunburnt, it is important to deal with it immediately. Using things like aloe vera cream will help you to heal your skin and keep it hydrated despite the damage that has already been done. It will help to do some damage control and provide some relief from the pain of the sunburn as well. Overall, it is incredibly important to make sure that you are smart about your sun exposure. You want to keep your skin hydrated, whether you are in the sun a lot or not, but to prevent wrinkles and dryness, making sure to moisturize becomes even more important. When you go outside, you could try to make sure that you only do so during hours when the sun's rays are not as extreme in temperature. Another thing that you can do is to wear clothing that will protect your body from the harmful UV rays of the sun. Wearing hats, long-sleeve shirts, sunglasses, and even carrying a parasol can be good ways to keep your skin smooth and pristine and prevent yourself from having to suffer from the consequences of negative UV ray exposure. UV rays are a threat to anybody who gets sun exposure. It is difficult to predict when or how one might get cancer, but skin cancer is more prevalent in those who spend a lot of time out in the sun. Don't make the mistake of using suntanning oil over sunscreen. Don't purposely expose yourself to tanning beds or natural UV rays for a temporary attempt at glowing and beautiful skin. Instead, do everything that you can to keep your body safe from the harmful rays. Even if you don't get skin cancer, it will still damage and dry out your skin and could ultimately cause wrinkles and contribute to age spots. Our society has a tendency to glorify the people who look vibrant and tanned without really getting into the details about how damaging the sun can be for our skin. It is a dangerous industry, and we will have more long-term beauty if we are able to avoid overexposing ourselves to the sun's rays. Instead of spending money on trying to heal the damage caused by years of sun exposure, do yourself a favor and prevent it, starting now.